From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, my friends. The information war continues. It is Sunday, the 25th day of July, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Let me throw out some of the news we're going to be going over today. We have a vital stack of economic news. The London Telegraph tells it like it is, just like 3 months ago the Texas Banking Association told the truth. Obama signs a bill that lets banks have U.S. over a barrel once more. The financial reform bill, just like the health care bill, was written by the big banks that own the military-industrial complex and that also own the insurance companies. Because they have an Aladdin's lamp, as one listener put it a few weeks ago. They create currency and credit, counterfeit money, and get government to license them to be able to commit a crime that no one else can commit. You try to counterfeit a few thousand dollars of $20 bills, the Secret Service is coming after you. Kind of like that story a few months ago in California out of Sacramento where the IRS came to a car wash over a 4 cent unpaid bill with two armed agents. But they won't investigate serious white-collar crime in the billions. Oh, yeah, you counterfeit a few thousand dollars, you're going to go to prison for decades. But you counterfeit trillions, you're going to take over the planet and be left alone and buy off the politicians. Or you don't pay billions in taxes, you're A-OK, because the IRS basically has no enforcers for that. Even the Wall Street Journal's reported that. They're all for blue-collar people, not even middle class now. So that's coming up. Also, seven more big U.S. banks collapse on Europe on the first day of Europe's stress test. The stress test is being conducted by the big mega banks. The United States and other nations are losing their AAA rating status to the very same central banks that have engineered this. Then they loan us money that they create out of nothing, out of thin air, with even more interest tagged onto it. That's just some of what's coming up in the economic stack today. Also, I want to get into a very serious report out of the Cypress Times here in Texas. Breaking, multiple ranches in Laredo, Texas, taken over by Los Zetas paramilitary narco-terrorist. And Kurt Nemo's got a detailed report on this. Mexico drug mafia invades Texas. That's up on Infowars.com. I also want to get into AZ Central, the Arizona Republic, News 12, and others, demonizing myself and Sheriff Paul Babiaux. And they try to imply with wordsmithing that I'm a white supremacist. And this caused quite a backlash on the internet. And the ADL was criticizing this sheriff for appearing on hundreds of radio shows, one of which is kind of a white nationalist show called The Political Cesspool. I haven't ever heard it, but I've read about it a few times. It's tame compared to some programs, but clearly is white nationalist. And then they said, oh, but the ADL says that's not the big issue, that Alex Jones makes them look like George Will. And so he then turns to Babiaux and says, so you're on the white supremacist show, when this show has nothing to do with that. So very, very serious. We're going to be countering that and tying it in with just the fact that all you hear on MSNBC or CNN is race baiting and race pimping all week long. Every time I turn on television, that's all they're discussing was this case with this bureaucrat who had said that, you know, he was a white farmer, so I didn't help him as much as I could. And then her full statement, she stepped away from that a bit, and then the farmers came out and said, oh, she was actually nice to us, and now the media is using that for incredible diversions and distractions. The bottom line is here, the media wants everybody at each other's throats, and both the Republicans and Democrats play this game, so we'll be deciphering that today as well. But that isn't even our top story. I'll tell you about our top story when we come back, which is some really exciting, positive news on this live Sunday broadcast, the 25th day of July, 2010. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net. Stay with us.
We've got it. doing to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, you found it, ladies and gentlemen, the front lines of the info war, the tip of the spear, the number one radio show online on the planet, and of course, climbing the ranks of hosts that are on the AM and FM dial. That is all a testament to the great work of our listeners spreading the word about this broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday edition. I am, of course, live 6 days a week, Monday through Friday. We kick off at 11 a.m. Central. Then I come back with an abbreviated two-hour transmission and broadcast Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. All times are Central. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, infowars.net, jonesreport.com, if you want to check them out. And, of course, our big flagship sites, the number one and number two alternative news websites in the world, respectively, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. All right, more ominous news on the economic front. Mainstream news admitting that big mega banks wrote the financial reform bill to give them more power over the U.S. economy. Obama signs a bill that lets banks have U.S. over a barrel once more. That's the London Telegraph headline. That's just part of the big stack of financial news we're going to be going over today. A lot of Tea Party news, major political realignment happening, not just with conservatives, but also people that consider themselves progressives, the new word for communist, which, of course, is all financed by George Soros and the big banks. They love communism. Idiots at the grassroots vote for it. The middle class is destroyed. All the money is handed to the elite, who on record don't want a middle class and are waging war against new money. We've also got Texas newspaper, the Cypress Times, reporting multiple ranches in Laredo, Texas, taken over by Los Zetas. 3 months ago, the media was laughing at the fact that over 80 miles of Arizona is basically off limits to citizens, major highways, roads, and national and state parks. Now that's admitted, with the federal government putting up signs everywhere saying, don't go into these national parks, don't drive down this highway, it's not safe. Well, now that's happening in Texas, and we've got multiple sheriffs and others on record there. And if you want to read the full breakdown of this, Kurt Nemo wrote a story yesterday on Saturday at Infowars.com. Mexican drug mafia invades Texas, major shootouts. It's just intensifying. A federal judge is making noises that he is going to rule against the federal lawsuit, saying that on its face it appears to have no standing against Arizona because it doesn't set up checkpoints and arrest Hispanics, as the media has been lying. It says if they pull over a drunk driver or they pull somebody over for speeding and they have no ID and they're an illegal alien, they're going to be taken to jail. Now, if you don't like that system, fine, but it should also be that citizens don't have to have licenses and don't have to have registration and don't have to have insurance. I mean, if you don't like that and think it's a police state, and it very well may be, you know, 60, 70 years ago, Americans wouldn't put up with that. Now we do. But the question is, why are the illegal aliens above the law? That's because 800-plus cities are sanctuary cities, and they want the illegals here to drive down the wages and to be a voting block to vote for big government and anti-Second Amendment. And that's why I'm opposed to this, because you have a socialist government with all this welfare. You've got hundreds of millions of people worldwide trying to come here, 30-plus million that have come here in the last decade, most of which are on welfare while working jobs as well. But they use it as a supplement, and why not? The government gives it to them, and we've got 46 states bankrupt or on the verge of bankruptcy, according to Bloomberg and their breakdown analysis. So the country is going into depression. We cannot pay for this. So we'll also be discussing that coming up. And I want to get into how the media is using race as their main diversion, their main distraction, and not just the Democrats. Republicans are playing into this as well, though the Democrats are more brazen. Oh, you don't want government health care? You're a racist. You don't want to have gun control? You're a racist. You don't want to have open borders? You're a racist. Alex Jones, you know, criticizes the prior knowledge of 9/11. He must be a racist. In fact, I'm going to play a clip coming up in the next hour of Television 12 interrogating Sheriff Paul Babiou, who we've interviewed, and attacking me for saying Obama is guilty of treason, not securing our borders. I mean, that's what the Constitution states. It's one of the few things the federal government is charged with doing. The feds do everything that's outside their jurisdiction and nothing that's in their jurisdiction. So we're going to be discussing that. But for the first few segments today, I want to talk about this article, and I want to talk about Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck. And then I want to open the phones up. And, you know, this is not a radio show where we talk about other talk show hosts most of the time. This is certainly not MSNBC, where it seems to be the Glenn Beck bashing channel. They have so few viewers. I mean, most of their shows have about 250,000, maybe. Their top shows have 500,000. They are a joke. This radio show, conservatively, just with the stations that we're on that actually subscribe to Arbitron, has more than 500,000 listeners per hour conservatively. Well, that's what the top shows on MSNBC have. They are a paper tiger. They are hollow. They are a rotten barn filled with termites. They literally are a joke. I mean, a station like WABC in New York probably has 500,000 listeners, you know, every hour by itself. Rush Limbaugh has over 10 million a day. Coast to Coast AM over 10 million a day. Sean Hannity over 10 million. Glenn Beck over 10 million. This radio show, conservatively, over a 3-hour weekday show, has over 2 million listeners. Over a weekend show, it's about 1 million. Why do we then see advertising rates being charged by MSNBC during their primetime shows that are roughly, and I've looked at their rate card, roughly 40 to 50 times what this show cost, that are roughly 10 to 15 times what Limbaugh charges? Why? Because it's all about being part of the clique, and they're good at being posers, at make-believing that they're the establishment, at make-believing that they have the moral authority, and they've got fancy teleprompters they're reading off of, and these, you know, fancy sets, and they look authoritative. But the truth is, they have collapsed. They're not collapsing. They have collapsed. CNN has collapsed. They've totally collapsed. Fox News, their top shows, 3.5 million viewers. That has a lot of prestige. That is still a paper tiger compared to something like Rush Limbaugh. Or even say, I've looked at the numbers for a show like Beyond the Beltway on a couple hundred stations, only on Sunday nights. I've you know, met the host of it. I've looked at their numbers. They've probably got over 1 million people in 2 hours tuning in. And, you know, you can buy advertising on there for peanuts. And I'm not getting into advertising here today. The issue is, this all dovetails with complete congruency with what I heard driving in here. Driving in to the show today, I was listening to a station outside Austin. Our local affiliate, 590 AM, carries Limbaugh during the week. But I was listening to a rebroadcast of Limbaugh for about 30 minutes in the car and on to the way to work. It was actually on WOAI. And I was driving in, and I literally almost pulled over. And then once I got here, it was about an hour to showtime, but I couldn't get out of the car. And I was sitting there taking notes during this, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It was as if he was channeling Alex Jones. And let me tell you something. If Rush Limbaugh sounds like Alex Jones, we are really starting to turn the corner. And, of course, I've been critical of Rush defending Bush and his illegal wars and torture. And I've said that Rush is a hypocrite, saying that somebody who's caught with cocaine should serve the minimum 10-year sentence, but he's caught with hillbilly heroin, Oxycontin, and I don't think Rush should go to jail. I think he should get treatment. You know, Rush hurt his back. And a lot of people get addicted to that stuff. Thank God I've never got anywhere near addicted. I had a broken leg, compound fracture, and I have an allergic response. I vomit when I take opiates, so I can't imagine people who like that stuff, but they shouldn't go to prison. You know, I've known people who've been in car wrecks, old people, friends of mine, you know, who are straight-laced, who get addicted when they're in a car wreck. I mean, you break your back or something. But the point is, he says put people in prison when they use drugs that are illegal, but then he's shopping doctors for drugs. But the point is, I got to salute Limbaugh. Stay with us. story. And it's not just Limbaugh. This morning I saw a video clip, 9 minutes long, of Glenn Beck saying everything goes back to Goldman Sachs. He admitted they're not free market, that they're criminal, that they're controlled by the private Federal Reserve, and that they're imploding the economy by design. Then I'm driving in to do this radio show, listening to Rush Limbaugh, and he says there is a secret, and I have the transcript right here from rushlimbaugh.com. He says there is basically a secret robber baron class that is not free market, that hates the middle class and hates new money, and who are a clique and who only promote each other. He zeroes in on Harvard, which I've noticed is where most of these elitists come from, and how they control the Republican Party as well as the Democratic Party. And then he quoted Trent Lott, the lobbyist, the former senator, talking about how they've got to co-opt the Tea Party, how they've got to go in and destroy Rand Paul, how they've got to block the American people from getting control of Washington. And that's why no matter who gets into office, what president comes or goes, government gets bigger, taxes go up, we lose more of our freedoms. And so this is a big issue because Limbaugh has always basically acted like any big corporation is okay, the big mega banks are good, and that the Democrats are just a bunch of communists, when they're not. They're a bunch of social engineers seizing control of society. And he goes on to say these people got their money from the old money, inherited from the robber barons of the past, the great wealth. The people who inherit it don't do anything for it, but it is the great lineage. People who have earned great wealth rather than having inherited it are shunned by the old money people because it's working class to have earned money. It's just not done. It's considered bad. It's considered filthy, gauche. And it's much the same way with merit throughout the ruling class. You don't have to be the best. In fact, if you do the right things and say the right things, you can be an abject failure of mediocrity-wise and still be promoted. And he went on and on and on and on and said these people want to destroy America. They want to consolidate power. He said they're a tiny minority of just a few percentage points based in D.C. and New York. I mean, Rush Limbaugh was telling the truth. And sure, he tells the truth about the Second Amendment or property rights. He's good on a lot of things. But when Bush was ordering the torture of people, he was defending it. And so I've criticized Rush Limbaugh. But the fact that he's having to come out and tell the truth, the fact that Glenn Beck is admitting that Goldman Sachs is a criminal enterprise and the Federal Reserve is private, that shows how mainstream this information has become. I have forced Glenn Beck, and you, the listeners, have forced Glenn Beck to tell the truth, to have any pertinence, to be relevant in any way, and they have pushed people like Rush Limbaugh to come out and tell the truth. And, of course, Limbaugh is quoting an article out of the American Spectator magazine this month, America's Ruling Class and the Perils of Revolution. And the way Limbaugh describes it is the ruling class versus the country class, the people of the country. And he says this ruling class doesn't like America. It hates America. It wants to end the United States. It wants to end the free market. What did the founder of the Rockefeller dynasty say? John D. I, he said competition is a sin. They make their money through monopolies. They make their money through control of society. And folks, 15 years ago, I'd get on talk radio and talk about the Federal Reserve being private and how central banks were issuing derivatives, and people looked at me like I had 10 heads. Now, in the last 10 years, that started changing, and now that is not the case. Now, this radio show is listened to by millions of people a day. I have 8 different YouTube channels. One channel alone has 56 million views. 56 million people have watched the videos. If you count all the other channels up and my other films online, just on YouTube, it is over 150 million. 150 million people have watched my videos. And that's all in the last 2 years. That's why last week you saw the Obama deception taken down by YouTube. and they've never done this before. They took the video down, and then they restored it when I went absolutely ape Sunday. You went absolutely ape, and you made the Obama deception censored the number one search term. And then on Monday, we made another term, Google censors, because they were caught censoring that, the number one term. Then we made Google spies the number one term. Then we made Google cover up the number one term. Then we made another term the number one term, dominating the internet, not just on Google, but on Yahoo. And guess what happened by Thursday? Google stopped censoring us when we were the number one search term. They just left it alone. And then we were the number one term throughout the weekend. So what does that tell you? We are the mainstream media. We are the American people. And it's a tiny clique through intimidation and through posing. They just get up there and pose like they're officials. They just put a crown on their head and say, everybody's got to bow down to us. We're the ruling class. And if you don't want government health care, if you don't want open borders, if you don't want your life run by Washington, itself run by offshore banks, you're a racist. But that political correctness doesn't work anymore. And so the system is in free fall. But I warn you. In fact, guys, reprint me the Financial Times of London. Clinton official says Obama needs new Oklahoma City or 9/11. I want to read that exact quote when we come back from the break. Because now you have all these White House officials and former Clinton people saying if Obama doesn't have a massive terror attack, he's politically finished. That's not Alex Jones saying that. Of course, I've been saying the last year, Obama's approval rating would drop to the lowest in history. It's now done that. Bigger they are, the harder they fall. As soon as he didn't deliver free houses, free cars, milk and honey, it's now come out that his health care bill, written by the insurance companies, owned by the big central banks, raises your taxes, cuts the Medicare and Medicaid, doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. All these people are saying, where's my free goodies? It was a tax increase. Obama's now admitted last week in the Washington Post, it is a tax increase. The bill creates a federal index of how much you weigh and tracks everything you're doing. It has nothing to do with giving you a free lunch. You think these big, ruthless central banks that have bankrupted hundreds of third world and old world nations in the last 100 years, do you think they want to give you something for free? No, they want to run your life. But I go back to the main issue. It is unprecedented. Unprecedented to see Glenn Beck getting more and more hardcore. And I've been a critic when he was attacking Ron Paul and saying there's no FEMA camps, things like that. The point is, I've been analyzing and watching him, and I got to say, he's really getting good. I'm just here to tell the truth. He's not perfect, and I don't trust him. I know he's a political hack. Limbaugh is something entirely different. Limbaugh's even been linking to PrisonPlanet.com stories, folks. So is the Drudge Report. Things are changing. And Limbaugh spelled it out why he's going all the way now and telling the truth. And I'll tell you what he said when we come back. And I've got the transcript again. It's linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Kurt Nimmo's got a big boil down story that's up on Infowars.com right now that breaks all this down and links to it. We'll tell you about it when we come back. This is really good news.
This is our land. These are our people, the workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Rediscovering the spirit of liberty. Rediscovering what made this nation great and what it made it the light of the world. Thank you for joining us. If you just tuned in, the big issue I'm talking about is the fact that Rush Limbaugh has come out and identified that there is a ruling class in America that does not care about free market and wants to consolidate power and controls the banking system and the Federal Reserve, and that they are the great-grandchildren of the robber barons, and that they control the Republican and Democratic parties, and that the Republican establishment is deeply in bed with these people and is planning to destroy the Tea Party movement. That is an incredible admission. And before I get back into that, I wanted to show you this Financial Times of London article that I've been making a big deal about in the last 2 weeks. Obama faces growing credibility crisis is the headline by Edward Luce in Washington. And he quotes Robert Shapiro, top Clinton advisor and advisor to Obama. He says the bottom line here is that Americans don't believe in President Obama's leadership, says Robert Shapiro, another former Clinton official and supporter of Obama. He has to find some way between now and November of demonstrating that he is a leader who can command confidence, and short of a 9/11 event or an Oklahoma City bombing, I can't think of how he can do that. Now, they're going to stage terror attacks in this country, and they're going to blame it on the American people. 7 months before the Hatari militia got set up, I was watching some of their videos online, and I said, those guys are feds or being handled by feds with the things they're saying. And it turned out two of the nine members, one was an FBI agent, one an informant, they were the ones making the statements and the comments. And a federal judge ordered their release a month ago, and they were released. And the judge said, this is a complete setup. I mean, that was in the Detroit Free Press. They said, this is a setup. Now, they're busy trying to set up the American people. Remember, a year and a half ago, law enforcement gave me the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. It made national news. We'd gotten countless reports like that under Bush. But it got attention because the Republicans and Limbaugh picked up on it, where it said returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, that's what Homeland Security is for, is to suppress us. That's what they're training for, is us. And now that's been all over the news, and they admit they're training Boy Scouts to take on disgruntled vets, the Explorer Scouts, and the New York Times says how great it is. So for Limbaugh and now Beck and others to come out and say there is a criminal ruling class that seeks to dominate this country and that seeks to destroy this nation. I heard Limbaugh say that. They want to destroy America. They want to end the free market so they can consolidate it for themselves. This is the great epiphany. The real wealth in this nation, the mega rich, got it through government contracts, and they got it through government shutting down their competition and writing laws to where they have monopolies and cartels. This is something Republicans will never get through their heads. The Democrats say, oh, vote for more government to stop the big corporations, when any regulations they end up passing are only used to empower those top mega banks. There's only six of them. And here it is again, London Telegraph. Today, we have this linked up on Infowars.com. Obama signs a bill that lets banks have U.S. over a barrel once more. Last week, President Obama signed into law the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Bill, hailed as the most sweeping overhaul of U.S. financial regulation since the 1930s. And the article goes on to say that the mega banks wrote it, and it allows them to take over insurance companies, regional banks, and others who've been on record. I keep going back to the Texas Banking Association president 3 months ago, putting out an editorial that was in papers all over Texas, and it was like I had written it, because the guy gets it. And he said, these are the big mega six banks that created the derivatives, which are counterfeiting. They have an unfair trade advantage. This is written so they can shut us down. Goldman Sachs and others have all the major federal regulators. They're going to use this to shut us down and feed us into their system. And now it's passed. Now it's been done. But here's the difference. People now have identified the Federal Reserve and the banking cartel as a foreign corporate overthrow of America. And Limbaugh and others are admitting now, and this is why they're finally telling the truth, they're getting scared, that the old money doesn't like new money, whether you make $100,000 a year or $100 million a year. If you're not part of their click, you are to be destroyed. And the good news is the nouveau riche, the new wealth in this country, has figured this out and understands they're going to be robbed. Look, people can bash the founding fathers. I've studied them in depth. They were the nouveau riche. They were new wealth. They wanted to be left alone to make money. And so they passed the best constitution, the best Bill of Rights the world had ever seen. And it was an engine of incredible wealth and creativity. So there's some truth to historians saying, well, these were just rich guys who wanted to have their own country. Well, yeah, and wanted to be left alone. And so the American people need to understand it's nouveau riche. It's middle class, whether it's 100,000 or a million a year you make or 100 million. It's nouveau riche that have factories and car dealerships and restaurants and golf courses and textile plants and shopping centers and construction companies that give you jobs, that build the society. When you read what the Rockefellers and the globalists say, they want a post-industrial world where they control the currency, they control the industry through carbon taxes, and where no one is allowed to have a job unless it's with them. You never get audited or sued or harassed if you work for a Fortune 100. But when you build your own company, when you set up your own operation, whatever it is, media, it doesn't matter, computers, whatever, and you are an independent, you're not part of the clique, and they come after you. I mean, they hold smaller brokers and banks to an incredibly high standard, which is almost impossible to follow. It's just like campaign finance. 12 years ago, I ran for state legislature for 1 week, and I was already getting huge support. But I read the law, and I figured out there's no way to even run and follow all these laws. I had to drop out. And I had campaign consultants tell me, they said, yeah, Alex, this is written so that if you're a big globalist crook, you can do whatever you want in the campaign, but anybody who's clean, they come after. Notice how a month ago they opened up an investigation of Ron Paul and Campaign for Liberty, because they are creating a political organization in America. And what are they being investigated for? Telling their members how politicians voted. They're trying to claim under McCain-Feingold, what passed us 7 years ago, 6.5 years ago, that you're not even allowed to tell somebody how somebody else voted. So all this red tape, all this bureaucracy, all this big government is meant to weigh you down. Meanwhile, loopholes are written into all the laws. Remember what Senator DeMint, who, by the way, Limbaugh talks about the establishment's going after him. That's an internal lobbyist memos that Limbaugh went over. DeMint will get up and say 94% of the Senate bills we passed are never even read or looked at. They're written by lobbyists. Who do you think writes that? Who do you think did this to America? Look, pirates are free market. You go back 300 years ago to Pirates of the Caribbean. Black Bart, whoever you want to pick. They were free market. Were they good? No, they were robbing people. But these pirates have written the laws where they get away with murder, taking over your life, running your life. We're going to take calls when we come back. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. On this live 25th day of July 2010, I'm Alex Jones. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This is the Second American Revolution. You found it.
Look at the shoes you're filling. Look at the blood we're spilling.
On screen right now for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers who choose to see more or hear more than just the radio show, you can see the InfoWars.com headline, Clash of the Classes, Does Rush Limbaugh Finally Get It? And he talks about how there's an inbred elite at Harvard, at D.C., in New York, who control the government and use it to rob the middle class and control this society, and that they are basically 21st century robber barons. All I've ever requested of people is that they defend this country. This nation is wealthy, and the greatest wealth is made out of taking control of government and using government to rob your competition. And the fact that the American people have now woken up to the point that Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh more and more are telling the truth is a very positive thing. Doesn't mean they're perfect, but I give credit when it's due. And this is very exciting. Think of how far we've come. Again, 10 years ago, you talk about the Federal Reserve being private, you get laughed at. Now it's admitted. Now over 80% of the American people in major polls want to abolish the Federal Reserve. Now, they've just passed a big power grab, but that's their reaction to being exposed. They're seeking even more control. This is going to backfire on them if we get the word out. Now, in other news, the globalists are trying to collapse this country as fast as they can. They're trying to block Arizona and other states from defending the country and enforcing the law against the open borders. We've got a bunch of news on that coming up in the next hour. I have been demonized in the Arizona News, the Arizona Republic, and on News 12. And they've tried to twist and deceive about what we really stand for. So we're going to be discussing that information coming up as well during the next hour. But the phones are open now on this live Sunday edition, 888-201-2244. And right now I'm going to go ahead and take a call from Sean in Arizona. Sean, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We talked before when Craig Roberts was on Washington's birthday, February 22nd. I worked for Reagan during the convention 30 years ago, and I told you some of my experience. I didn't get into all of it, but you caught on very quickly.
Well, then, no, I mean, that's actually, but that was 6 months ago or something. What you talked about, the reason I caught on quickly, was actually in newspapers. I have the, in fact, it's in the film Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined. That they told Reagan, look, you're not going to speak out against the CFR, the Trilateral Commission. You're not going to speak out against the New World Order, which he had done. That's how he got so popular. And you're going to put George Herbert Walker Bush on your ticket with the Blue Bloods running things, or you're not going to win. We're going to give it to the Democrats. But you're saying you were there.
Yes, I was there, and the main focal point, I've been in this struggle since I was 16 years old. I'm 49 years old now, and I've been informed since 1977. I'm a friend of Red Beckman and so forth. The focal key, I've been listening to you on and off. Let me say this. I've been listening to you every day that I can since January 7th, and never in your program have you tried to align yourself with white supremacists, so forth and so forth. We're upsetting the apple cart now. Red Beckman said this years ago to me, almost 30 years ago. He said, my prayer, and we're at this time period right now, and you're leading this crusade, and I pray for you every day, but you're spot dead on. He said, where the printing presses and the information from the common man, the butcher, the baker, and the candy man maker will get out there, and they'll stir the pot like nothing before. The Montanans were ahead of everybody else 30 years ago, and that's where we are now. And the key is, basically, I hold some different views. The Reagan Revolution never really happened because it was subverted in Detroit, and those of us that really knew what was happening, that we knew ultimately, yes, he did some things, but ultimately he never was able to cut back government spending. He cut the rate of government spending two or three years. He never was able to balance the budget. So we know, as you know, we need true independence. We need true informed people, nonpartisan people, and we need the common man, the people that our forefathers wanted to really rule the country. That's why they set up the common law.
Well, let me throw this at you. Let me throw this at you, though. I mean, is it not amazing that Limbaugh is now saying there's basically a secret ruling elite that's robbing America?
This is absolutely it's fabulous, because we're at the point where the conscience of some of these people, like Limbaugh, who've been playing along, basically he's been a mouthpiece for the Republican Party. He's been part of the left-right paradigm, but things are shaking.
Yeah, that's the big issue. He came out and said the Republican Party leadership are globalists that want to destroy America, and they're scum, and they're basically robber barons. And that they hate the middle class. I mean, he told the truth, and I've never heard him do this. And he's clearly always known this. The question is, why is he coming out? Well, A, he knows that the American people are finally awake, and he's got the backing to tell the truth. And B, he realizes this country's being completely overthrown. And if he doesn't come out and tell the truth now, we have no chance.
I was there the night that Barry Goldwater came up with at the convention. He had a nominating speech for Reagan. And now, Mr. Jones, he said this 30 years ago this month in Detroit. There's a line in that speech, if your people will find it, where Goldwater says, and I almost remember it verbatim. Now, he said this July of 1980. He said, this may be the last Republican convention, and in a couple weeks, the last Democratic convention. He said this in 1980. He said there are forces aligned against this country, and he may have named them at the time, the Trilateral Commission and whatnot. But we are 30 years down this this pendulum here, and now finally people are starting to wake up. But we have to. I think the most crucial thing, and I listen to you every day, and it's like it's I'm fighting a severe health illness, and it's the highlight of my day. Because you're putting all these things together that every day I can't believe that I waited 33 years to hear these things on the air. It's unbelievable.
Sean, God bless you. And it's my highlight of the day is talking to people like you. But it's not just Alex Jones anymore. This information is so mainstream now that Rush Limbaugh is admitting the truth. And again, the Democrats are so panicked, they're saying, we got to stage a terror attack. They are within 1 millimeter of coming right out and saying they're going to stage a terror attack. I read the quote at the start of the segment. So that shows how far we've come, but we're in great danger because the establishment is like a cornered rat. And Limbaugh went on to say, it's a tiny elite subverting the will of the American people, subverting the Constitution. And again, I don't like coming on the air and praising Limbaugh and praising Beck because they've got such bad track records as kind of Judas goats that I don't trust them. But it is a major milestone. I mean, there is no media in the United States except for NFL football that has more viewers and listeners than Rush Limbaugh. I mean, he's got 22 million conservatively a week. Okay, he's got around 10 million a day. They tune in, you know, every day is about 10 million, but off and on another 12 million or so. People always get confused. They go, well, how do you have a couple million a day, but a few other millions, you know, that come in and listen? I mean, that's how radio works. You have regular listeners. You have those that kind of come in every once in a while. But this is very positive news is the point I'm trying to make. Very, very positive news. Craig in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener and first-time caller.
Welcome.
Subscriber to your site for a long time as well. A couple of things that I wanted to point out. One thing I wanted to bring up is Friday afternoon, while I wasn't at home, my phone machine recorded a telephone call. It sounded just like the national emergency broadcast.
FEMA now makes phone calls, and then by law they want all electronic communications devices, radio, cell phones, to be taken over by the feds, and they're going to give you little propaganda messages. And the state of California has announced they're going to have digital license plates on everybody's cars that flash government propaganda messages on them. So yes, this is the type of THX-1138 minority report system we're going into.
Yeah, and the message said if this had been a national emergency, you would have been instructed further, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, they're gearing up for total collapse, Craig. Anything else?
Yes, one other thing. I've been researching these things for a very long time. I've been looking into a lot of other resources other than your websites and your show. And it gets really frustrating sometimes. It seems like just everything is going their way, and no matter what we do, there's just nothing that we can do to stop it, and it's just all headed their direction, all going in their favor. But then what I came to realize recently is that in the end, it's actually, whether they realize it or not, it's all going the way that God wants it to.
Exactly. Look, you got to do the right thing, trust in God. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. All that we've got to do is do the right thing and then trust in God. He'll carry it the rest of the way. But their open, brazen takeover is forcing all this out in the open. Hour two coming up.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hour number two, continuing with your calls. Coming up in about 20 minutes, I'm going to start getting into race baiting in the media, the way they're using race to control populations and the economy. We're going to deal with the fact, is Obama guilty of high treason? And the fact that the mainstream media is trying to demonize yours truly. I should stop calling them the mainstream media and call them the dying, lying, elitist megaphone. Let's go ahead and talk to Ron in Arizona. Ron, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I was listening to Hannity today, and the only reason I stayed on the channel to listen to it was because he mentioned something about Iran, and it caught my attention. You know, you're looking to see what the next false flag is. I think they're going to do a Cuban Missile Crisis-style thing because now they're saying Ahmadinejad is setting up factories in Venezuela and has connections with Hugo Chavez, and they're flying troops in there and everything else. It's like they're disseminating the propaganda.
Oh, yeah, and they've already passed sanctions to start stopping Iranian boats and not letting them import basically anything, which Ron Paul has said is an act of war, and I agree it is. And so they want a new Strait of Hormuz type crisis. Very well said. No, I agree with you, Ron. And Hannity, I've seen Limbaugh and Beck come out and admit the world government and the takeover. I do not see that from Hannity. He is the worst of the neocon talk show host.
Do you guys have a suggestion email where you send suggestions? Because I have some information that I don't want to share on the air.
Yes, it's showtips@infowars.com, and we'll do our best at reading all of that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate your call. We'll be looking for that intel. Let's talk to Shane in Illinois. You're on the air, Shane.
What a pleasure, Alex. Hey, and this and the topics you're talking are like spot on. At work, my territory got changed around, and I was able to listen to you through my computer at work in the truck, and I got turned into a like I said, my territory kind of changed a little bit, so I had to go a little bit rural, which I couldn't pick you up as easily, so I would listen to the talking heads, and there's a new FM station in the area, but I've been listening to them, and you're right, you know, but if there were a few things that I would hit on, you know, and I know every, you know, like you said, nothing's perfect in the movement like that, but the fact that they do mention this stuff is eye-opening, and
it shows how far we've come, Shane. It shows that we're mainstreaming real issues and real debate. We can never have a real discussion about offshore banks taking over. We can never have a real discussion about the private Federal Reserve or fractional reserve banking. We can never have a real discussion about carbon taxes being a tax. Now we can have a real debate, and the facts are on our side. The Constitution's on our side. And if we have a real debate, the globalists are going to lose.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you had said this at one other time, too, was that you were surprised that, you know, and this, like I said, this was a couple months ago, that you know, the leash that they were given Glenn Beck, you were surprised he was allowed to say some of the things he was saying to begin with. And the truth, you know, the truth is the truth, the facts are the facts, and that's another thing they're saying now. You know, it's one thing to manipulate you know, take the facts and use them to your advantage, but at some point, you know, 1 + 1 = 2, and it doesn't matter how you change that around. You know, that's it.
I think you've hit it at the heart, Shane. Because of the internet, because of alternative media, because of my radio show and you, the listener, spreading the word, we have forced Limbaugh and others to tell the truth, or they wouldn't stay pertinent. Because Limbaugh, you know, at the end of the day, wants to be number one. He wants to be relevant. And so we have forced them to come out in the open. Or you can look at another way. Maybe we've educated them to realize that we weren't conspiracy theorists. But there's no putting it back in the bottle. There's no putting the barn door, you know, closed again. The horse has already left. The train's already left the station. And the cat's out of the bag, whatever cliche you want to use. Great to hear from you, Shane. Keep up the good work, spreading the word. Alan, Mark, Jeff, Brian, Jason, Paul, Chris, your calls are coming up. Infowars.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're now 6 minutes into hour number two on this Sunday broadcast. I'm taking your phone calls. Coming up, I'm going to go over the economic news, military news, the attack on free speech information. Got some clips of Senator Rockefeller saying we'd be better off without ever having the internet. Lieberman saying, well, we need the power to shut off the internet like the Chinese have. The Cybersecurity Act has now passed the Senate committee and is going to the full Senate to give Obama that kill switch. And if you read the bill, it's the total takeover of the Internet as we know it, the end of the free web as we know it. And we've got the FCC saying they want to censor talk radio. So if the establishment can't beat us, if the little control freak criminal clique in D.C. that's been sucking out of the trough for decades can't beat us, they're going to try to gag us. So that is coming up. The question is, will the American people put up with that? And you heard a caller at the end of the last hour say, Alex, it's ridiculous. I've been listening to your show for a long time. You're not a white supremacist. And I didn't get into it, but the caller was from Arizona. It's probably because the Arizona Republic, AZ Central, News Channel 12, had this reporter, Bram Resnick, come out and real sneakily talk about Sheriff Paul Babiou, who we've interviewed, one of the counties that's been overrun by illegal aliens and narco-terrorists, and most of the counties off limits to citizens and the feds have put up signs. He came on this show. He went on some other radio show that I don't know enough about to be able to comment, but the ADL says it's a white supremacist show. And then the quote is, but it's not bad that Babiou went on that show. No. That's not the problem. The ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, they say that show, they look like George Will compared to me, some milquetoast mainline limousine Republican, the people Limbaugh's talking about, being establishment Republicans with the New World Order. And so then the host says to the sheriff, so you're on the show of a white supremacist. Tell us about Alex Jones. And so the host is definitely trying to not get sued for defamation, as if I've got time for such things. I'm hitting the barbed wire here, folks. And I don't particularly care what people say about me. I know who I am. He tries to imply I'm a white supremacist without saying it, and people are all defending me all over the web. They're all angry about it. Folks, they say you're a white supremacist if you're against socialist health care. They say Limbaugh's a racist. I mean, they say everybody's a racist. This is what they do. This is the way the Democratic Party tries to keep minorities on their reservation. This is the way they try to scare people. They use the goodwill of the American people, whether they're white or black, it doesn't matter, to say, you better do what I'm telling you or I'm going to call you a racist. And so the American people, I'm sure you've noticed, don't care anymore. They say, we're done. We're done. And of course, as the Democratic Party, along with the Republicans who funded eugenics in this country and 51% of black people are sterilized. The Democrats promote that. Obama's expanded abortion all over Africa with U.S. money. So killing black people is a good thing, according to Obama. But if you're against health care, you're a Klansman. I mean, it doesn't. I don't care. They discredit themselves. But we'll talk about it because they also demonize me for talking about Obama being involved in high treason. It's like a 12-minute video clip, and I can't play it all here because of time and other issues, but we'll play some of that coming up. Let's jam in calls quickly now, 1 minute per caller, because I want to get to everybody. Alan in Texas, you're on the air. Alan.
Hello, Alex.
Yes,
hear me?
Yes, Alan. Welcome.
Great. Thank you very much for taking the call. I'd like to point out an article in the Houston Chronicle this morning. It's in the city and state section, Vaccine on Freshman To-Do List. They're now requiring college freshmen to be vaccinated before they can move into dormitories.
They've always done that. Every August, every July and August, they run a hoax nationwide in every paper and TV station and radio. I hear it everywhere, saying it's the law, you must be vaccinated. There is no law. There is a policy through the state health board. They have a waiver that they have to give you by law. But they will deny it exists and call you a conspiracy theorist. Just search the term State of Texas Vaccine Waiver Form. Or state of Alabama, or state of New York, or whatever the case may be. And you'll find, and then have the form with you when the administrator lies to you. Because government has been taught to just say that doesn't exist. I mean, what did Congressman Stark say a month ago about Arizona in a California town hall? He said, there's no border problem in Arizona. What did Senator Reid say? He said, there's no illegal aliens on construction. In Nevada, turns out they've got 36% double the national average. They have the highest in the country. He just says it doesn't exist. There's no world government. Goldman Sachs isn't robbing you. There's no illegal aliens. There's no border crisis. There's no crime. Arizona's not the kidnapping capital. Mexico City is safe. I mean, come on. Come on, Alan. You don't understand that?
Oh, yes, I do, sir. And I'd like to point out one more thing to your listeners. If anybody thinks Alex Jones is a racist, watch the first 20 minutes of Follow the Republic and see who he talks to. There are quite a few black gentlemen that are in the film that have great, you know, very great points. And, you know, Alex Jones is no racist. He definitely is not.
Alan, I appreciate... Sorry, go ahead and finish.
I firmly believe that. And, you know, God bless you, man. Thank you for everything you do.
Well, God bless you, Alan, but I'm almost to the point where I don't even want to say I'm not a racist. I don't even care what people say about me. It's my actions, it's my deeds, it's what I do. It is a political weapon that government uses. Look, I've read all the documents. I made the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that inspired the film that, of course, one of the king's children is in, exposing the fact that the Democratic Party, Martin Luther King's family, exposing the fact that the Democratic Party wants to abort and kill black people. Okay? And so I'm not worried about it. I mean, this is the weapon they use. They're desperate. And they've used the weapon up. It doesn't work anymore. And so let them call me that. I'm not even going to defend myself from it. I mean, it's a lie. It doesn't work anymore. They call everyone racist. I mean, since when does the Anti-Defamation League and Southern Poverty Law Center and NAACP, there's some actual good members of the NAACP around the country, but the national group, since when do we even care? I mean, since when do they speak as God up on the mountain and whatever they say is true? You know, so they call Glenn Beck, Michelle Bachmann, myself, others racist with no evidence. Good. Discredit yourselves. I love it. Keep it up. It'd be like if somebody said I was a murderer. Or if somebody said I was a bank robber, it's not true. The person saying that discredits themselves with no evidence. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Well, Alex, you know, I remember the Dick Cheney interviews all during the, although I wasn't a regular listener, I listened enough to know that Limbaugh interviewed Dick Cheney on numerous occasions during the when he was vice president for baby Bush.
No, I'm not saying Limbaugh is a good guy. I said he's pro-torture, pro-war. My point is, when he comes out and admits there's a globalist, robber baron, world government elitist takeover, and the Republicans are part of it, that's a big shift. I've been listening to Limbaugh since I was a senior in high school 20-something years ago, and I'm here. I mean, he was on in Austin when he first got on the air, and I'm telling you, Limbaugh has really... what does that signify to you, Mark, that he's done this?
Well, that leads right into what I was going to say next. Along with Limbaugh's support of things which we're all against for good reason, as well as Glenn Beck's plastic tears, which he applied before the program, as you exposed some months ago, you know, I have no doubt that they're gatekeeping. They're gatekeeping the more important information, such as the imminent threat of martial law, the police state surveillance grid. All of this is much more important for most of the American people not to know. But now it would seem we can deduce from this, that since they're doing this, gatekeeping of this issue, that most of the American people actually are of a mind to already know this and basically want to go to the next step. So they're going to try to stop the next step. But God bless, Alex.
You know what, Mark, beautifully said, and I agree with you. They are part of the establishment, and that's my point. This shows that this broadcast and all of the great listeners and what we've done has caused a major shift to where these guys have got to finally tell the truth. Limbaugh is highly hyper-intelligent. He knew this 20 years ago when CIA William F. Buckley put him in charge. So, yes, great point.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You are listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I want to go back to your calls, but first I want to shift gears into another subject. We've already talked some about this. This is multifaceted. Bram Resnick on News 12 out of Phoenix talked to Pinal County Sheriff Paul Babiou, who we interviewed a few weeks ago, and was demonizing him. It became national news that he's on hundreds of radio interviews, but he went on some show connected to white supremacist or something called The Political Cesspool. And again, I don't know the show, so I can't really speak to it. I don't want to talk about a show that I've never heard and have no knowledge of. But that's what the media said. But you can't believe anything they say, so I don't know if that's true. The point is, they were demonizing him for doing this show when he's done hundreds of shows. They were demonizing Sheriff Joe Arpaio in the county that Phoenix is in at a big meet and greet with photos with hundreds of people, some reported white supremacist he posed with. I mean, you got to love that. That's like Ron Paul one time at a campaign event posed with some white supremacist. He didn't know that. But that's how they use the race card. That's how they manipulate this to demonize somebody. But what I loved about Babiou, and we have the full 12-minute interview linked up at Infowars.com, or you can go to Pinal County Sheriff Obama near borderline treason. Just search that term at Arizona Central and you'll find the full interview. They kept attacking him over and over and over again, and he didn't back off. He didn't apologize. He didn't let them have the moral high ground, because that's what these social engineers do. They sit there like a teacher and like you're a bad child, and they said, you did this, you did that. You went on Alex Jones's show, and they mix together in the 12-minute interview. They bring me up over and over, and we're going to play a short clip in a moment, and they say, you went on a white supremacist show. You went on Alex Jones's show. When the guy is talking about another show, but then he brings my name in, and so the way the people receive this on the web and in the comments on the news story, this, and Kurt Nimmo called me Friday and said, you want me to write about this? And I said, I don't care what some Arizona Republic or Arizona Central or News 12 says about me. They're not even worth responding to. But the more I thought about it, it became quite a fracas on the internet, because people took it as if he was saying I was a white supremacist, and that's how it was meant to be taken. So this guy is very deceptive in the interview. But what I love is that the sheriff doesn't throw me under the bus and just says, look, I don't agree with those views on 9/11 truth, but I have a right to say what I want and go on what shows I want. And then he says, well, you said Obama's borderline treason. And he says, well, I'm a sheriff. I'm elected by the people, and wearing my sheriff hat, I'm allowed to do that. Because the guy brought up, well, you're in the National Guard as well, and you might get in trouble. So the message here is, don't have free speech. Don't criticize Obama. But I mean, wait a minute. Obama, and this was actually brought up in another clip on the show, Senator Kyle was in a meeting with Obama, and Obama said, I want the crisis to get worse on the border. I want to use that to pass amnesty. And I went on to say that's treason for the president to side with a foreign power. So here they are involved in the treason. We're exposing it, and they just throw out, oh, you're a racist. And the ADL says, Alex Jones makes this other show look like George Will. I mean, Alex Jones, why, you think the white supremacists are bad? Why, Alex Jones is even worse. Who is the ADL? Well, they were convicted over a decade ago of spying on people and stealing police files. They're an admitted, registered, power of a foreign country. And I don't sit up here and attack Israel on my show, but the point is, the ADL is part of AIPAC, and they're here trying to force their political will on America, and I'm against that when Russia does it, or China, or Israel, or England. And I've had enough of that. So let's go ahead and play this clip where the ADL, why, they're God, and they say Alex Jones is bad because he doesn't want open borders, and he doesn't want government health care, and he doesn't want to turn our guns in. Man, he's the worst thing in the world. And they list me as the worst. I am just so horrible. It's just terrible. But they can't ever say I'm even involved in race issues. I'm involved in the sovereignty of this country. So here's the clip.
Jones, they said Alex Jones makes the political cesspool guys look like George F. Will. George, right. And we heard those guys, these are white supremacists. So a white supremacist radio program, a political extremist who believes President Bush was responsible for September 11th and the deaths of hundreds of your fellow first responders.
Well, that doesn't change how I feel in my statements and what goes on with me. Here, Sheriff Joe, I was talking to Sheriff Joe yesterday. He goes, look, Paul, he goes, some people came up and took pictures with me who are white supremacists. It doesn't make me a white supremacist. It doesn't make me a racist. And
there are questions about why Sheriff Arpaio did that. I want to hear, let's put up another bite from the sure. Alex Jones Show. He is just stuck on this high treason charge against the president. Here was your response.
I'm not.
What's so shocking is the president, our own government, stands against us and sides with a foreign leader.
This is so cut and dry. Well, it is treason.
Dispute Alex Jones there. Again, do you believe the President of the United States is guilty of treason?
I found it quite outrageous that our president was high-fiving President Calderon before Congress when the Democrats stood up, gave him a standing ovation in our nation's capital. This is outrageous, and I think they have to be accountable for what they're doing to our country.
You say he's in league with a foreign government, and he is committing
yes.
borderline treason.
Well, I believe that what he's doing is absolutely wrong. To fight Governor Brewer, to fight our state when we need help, and to not give us the resources we need to protect our families.
What would your superiors in the Guard say about a statement like that, borderline
treason? I'm the sheriff. The superiors for the sheriff are the people who elect me, period. I don't answer to any superiors for comments that I make as a sheriff of Pinal County.
Well, what would Senator John McCain say?
Ask him.
So there you go. Babiou didn't throw me under the bus. He said, well, it is borderline treason. It's treason, ladies and gentlemen. Treason is opening the drawbridge for the foreign enemy to come in. Treason is selling the sovereignty out. Treason is siding with a foreign power. And so you heard the reporter craftily say, white supremacist, and then he says, Alex Jones, when he'd just been talking about some other show Babiou, the sheriff, had done. That is an attempt to mislead his viewers. That guy thinks you're an idiot. Everybody knows I expose most white supremacist groups as being federal run. I told you Hal Turner was one. Now it's come out in federal court hearings that the feds are out there stirring up racial tension to divide and conquer. They know what they're doing, and they're desperate. And they're scared of the fact that I'm pointing out treason when we see it. Look, being a patriot doesn't mean flying the stars and stripes outside your house. Being a patriot means defending the country against enemies foreign and domestic. Being a patriot means you're against foreign offshore banks and rich New York robber barons looting our country. Being a patriot means you stand up for your country and you stand up for what that country stands for, the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. And that's what I did. And Babiou didn't let that guy have the fake moral high ground. He didn't apologize and squirm. But they want to beat Babiou into submission and teach him a lesson not to, quote, be radical. Being radical means telling the truth. Being radical means not being a coward. We'll be right back. Monday through Friday at 11 a.m., we kick off the live broadcast, Central Time. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I want to go to your phone calls and a bunch of other important news, but I wanted to play a section from that clip one more time where the Arizona sheriff, Paul Babiou, is being demonized by this reporter, and he says, what would the National Guard that you're an officer in think about you saying the president's borderline treason? And he said, look, I represent the people that elected me as sheriff. I have free speech as an American. But notice how they try to put it off on the people exposing the treason instead of on those engaged in the treason. This is how they change the subject and try to put us on the defensive. Here it is.
What would your superiors in the Guard say about a statement like that, borderline treason?
I'm the sheriff. The superiors for the sheriff are the people who elect me, period. I don't answer to any superiors for comments that I make as a sheriff of Pinal County.
Well, what would Senator John McCain say?
Ask him.
What does that have? Well, what would John McCain say? Well, John McCain's part of the Keating Five, a little crook. I mean, what does that even mean? This little sniveling bootlicker who wants a job at MSNBC. That little sniveler sat there and wrote his notes up that he's reading from to go in and talk about some other white supremacist radio show that he claims is that. I don't even know if it's true. And then mixes my name in deceptively as if that's me saying that. Well, in the court of public opinion, these guys are losing. And here's the decision you've got to make. Do you like these offshore banks looting you and robbing you? Do you like the big government? Do you like the fact they're raising taxes while major police departments are across the country are announcing they're not going to protect you from crimes? Do you like the New World Order? Do you like NAFTA and GATT? Do you like globalism? Do you want it to get a lot worse? The fact is, even if they try to shut the web down and talk radio down, it's too late for these people. We have informed the public worldwide about what's happening. And it's only going to accelerate with films like The Obama Deception, An Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, and the films we put out. I mean, take The Obama Deception. 25 million times conservatively watched online for free. And it exposes the entire system. That's why Limbaugh and Beck and others now are forced to come out and admit there's a world government and admit there's a criminal group running Washington and admit the Republicans are part of it. Because you have done your job. We are having victories. What's the message? Intensify everything you're doing. We are cutting these people up. Death by a thousand cuts. And everything you do is having an effect, and I salute you. Let's rampage through a bunch of calls now. Let's give about 1 minute to each caller because I want to get to everybody. Jeff in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Important point about the intergenerational elite. A couple months ago, in studying the carbon tax and pro-human cause global warming movement, I came across somebody that is linked into just almost every major movement and website, and it's Theodore Roosevelt IV, to your point about Rush Limbaugh and the elites. This guy is a former Navy SEAL, and he's an investment banker at Barclays. I think we need to put him on the marquee.
Oh, yeah, this is the bankers. I mean, Goldman Sachs is one of the biggest funders of carbon tax. So is, of course, Enron before they went down, and now BP, because this makes all of our normal activity criminal, and then they get to tax it.
You can trace them all the way back to the aldermen that ran New Amsterdam before there was even a New York. They've been doing this the whole time.
Yeah, no, it's a bunch of families of scammers that have developed all these different frauds to screw us, and they've learned how to make us feel guilty to go along with what they're doing. It's over. We're awake. We're angry. We see through them. They're not invincible. They're a bunch of Bernie Madoff, Kinlay types. They're going down. I appreciate your call. I mean, look at how for over a decade, investigators brought the federal government how Bernie Madoff was ripping people off. For over 5 years, they brought investigators how Kinlay was ripping folks off, and they called them conspiracy theorists. And it turned out it was all true. It's a bunch of crooks. Either they are defeated or we're their slaves. Very simple math here. Jason in Indiana, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I was wondering, can we get the elite to fight against each other, maybe by boycotting a bank or corporation at a time, or would it do any good?
Well, I think boycotting the Fortune 100 is important because they're anti-American. They all promote globalism and the end of our sovereignty. You should go research the groups that fund Mecha and La Raza. It's the Fortune 100. And boycott any group that is supporting the destruction of this country. And I appreciate your call, Jason. Let's talk to Paul in California. Paul, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm just wondering about the investigation of Ron Paul. Is it illegal to disseminate public information?
Yes.
The activities of public employees?
Yes. That's why people pointed out 6 years ago that McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform was illegal. They said a political pact, what, 6 months, first 6 weeks, now they've changed it to 6 months, cannot talk about the voting records of anybody. So, yes, the government on paper, now let's see them try to enforce it, is, I mean, look, until 25 years ago, you couldn't have a radio show and criticize a politician under the Fairness Doctrine. I mean, these crooks will do anything unless we say no. I've got a First Amendment, whether John McCain and Lieberman say I do or not. I've got it. End of story.
Yeah, I agree. Another thing I'd like to you to comment on, perhaps, is I'm running into, first of all, my son. I've got two grandchildren. My son looks at me and says, not this president. This president is a good guy. And I run into also other people, and they say, don't talk about it here. I've run into this since Bush was president. Don't talk about it here. I don't want my neighbors to hear.
Yeah.
Start, you know, talk softly, or we'll talk about it later. And I think that this is America, you know?
Well, soon that'll be a conspiracy theory. If you say this is America, they'll say it never existed. Why are you a conspiracy theorist? You know, Goldman Sachs is robbing me. Conspiracy theorist. Government health care is a ripoff. Conspiracy theorist. Hey, I want more freedom. Freedom's a conspiracy theory. It doesn't exist. Paul, I appreciate your call. Very central. The point you brought up is so important. I have had so many people say, you're a conspiracy theorist, but shh, you know, the government will get us. And so many neighbors that are scared. If this is land of the free, home of the brave, why are people so scared to speak out? Because the media message of the controlled dinosaur media, the corporate whore media, has been don't speak out. Don't be involved. You know, just keep your head down. Don't talk about politics and religion. America was founded on talking about politics and religion and soapboxes and being involved. They told the greatest generation in the last 60 years and the baby boomers after them, that it was politically correct to sit down and shut up and do what you're told. And a lot of people invested psychologically in Obama. They saw the corruption of Bush that was warranted, and the system said, well, here's Obama. But, I mean, here's the thing. Maybe half the public voted, 55% or so. Of those, a little more than half voted for Obama. So you got about a quarter or a little more of the public that voted for Obama. And they don't want to admit they've been conned. How does a Ponzi scheme work? They say, oh, I've got a great investment. The first few people that invest get a good return. And then usually with a Ponzi scheme, when it's first exposed, people don't want to admit they've been scammed. And they'll deny it. Oh, no. You know, the guy that sold me on this investment, he didn't scam me. They'll tell reporters, how dare you, and slam the phone down. It's like that case in Montana, in Hardin last year. They had foreign mercenaries, this was on national news, driving around in police cars. They had taken over the local $28 million facility, the jail. And I pointed out the guy was a 22-time felon. I flew there and exposed him. And I had locals coming up. Most of them were fans and agreed with what I was doing, but some coming up and cussing me out. I've never put that video up, but I had locals coming up cussing me out going, you're a liar about him. We need jobs at that prison. You know, Captain Hilton is good. And I'd say, Captain Hilton isn't his name. He's from Serbia. He's a criminal. Later it came out that it was all a fraud and a scam, but still those same locals want to attack me saying it wasn't a scam. So, look, just don't worry about those that laugh at you. They're weak-minded. Move on to others that want to listen, that want to know the truth. Speaking of internet censorship, when we come back, I want to play a few quick clips from Jay Rockefeller, the senator, and the other senator, Lieberman, about Chinese-style net censorship. It's passed the Senate committee. It's now going to the full Senate. They're really going to try to shut down the web. Now, it'll be like campaign finance reform. We'll see. We are going into a designed global depression, world government, has been openly announced as the solution to the problem the very same central banking cartels created. Now, you can let the media continue to demonize you and cower. Well, I better not talk about real issues. I better go along with what they say. I better shut up. And you can be a slave, or you can stand up and say, no, I have awakened. The sleeper has awakened. I am going to stand up for myself and my family and say no to this. I want to play two quick clips and go to a bunch of your calls. Here's a clip of Jay Rockefeller last year when they were writing the Cybersecurity Act saying we'd have been better off without ever creating the Internet. Then I'll play a clip of Senator Lieberman. Here it is.
It almost makes you ask the question, would it have been better if we'd never invented the Internet and had to use paper and pencil or whatever? And that's a stupid thing to say, but it has genuine consequence because it's on the Internet that these acts of shutting down, you know, they have the television saying
By the way, none of the critical infrastructure is hooked up to the Internet. That's another lie they push, that power plants and military bases, you know, that the nuclear weapons are hooked up to it and B-2 bombers. Now, let's go ahead and go to the next clip, and you can go watch these in full up at Infowars.com. This is Lieberman a few weeks ago, of course, on CNN. And he says, well, we don't want to censor the Internet, but we need the power China has to shut down parts of it during attacks. Here it is.
And we need this capacity in time of war. We need the capacity for the president to say, internet service provider, we've got to disconnect the American internet from all traffic coming in from another foreign country, or we've got to put a patch on this part of it. The president will never take over. The government should never take over the internet. And listen, we've consulted. Senator
all
Collins
right.
and I are proposing this bill.
In the bill, it admits he can shut the entire thing down. They admit that it puts controls at all ISPs to block information. You've got a whole bunch of the czars like Cass Sunstein saying they want to censor those that say that man-made global warming isn't real. I mean, there's a whole bunch of their czars, you've heard them on the news, saying they want to censor talk radio. Just, you know, give us the power to censor, but we're not going to censor. Let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing? Okay, this weekend, or the last weekend, I wanted to report that the toll bridge tax, they wanted to get toll bridges here. And here's what happened. The media was down there, and they angled the camera only to three people that were against it. I said, this is a bunch of lies. They're setting this up. This is a lie. After that report was down there, I drove down downtown to the 2nd Street Bridge in Louisville, here in Louisville. There were droves of people. The media did not want to
You're saying
to
the media only showed people that were for the toll roads?
Yeah, and not the protesters that were behind it. That's what this operation is about. This
and
is
that's why the mainstream media is losing all its viewers and listeners. And so because they're losing it, they say, well, let's shut down the alternative media since they tell the truth and are overthrowing us.
Exactly. Is this part of the carbon tax with these toll bridges?
Well, if you look at Texas and other states like Indiana, it's center of Spain. They just come in, buy your politicians, and slap toll roads on existing roads. Notice all the taxes are going up, 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 but services are going down, down, down. Just like Nigeria, Argentina, everything goes to interest to the bankers who made up the currency and the credit out of thin air.
Yeah, we're headed to a road warrior society. I believe we are.
Well, they're going to squeeze and squeeze and squeeze. They don't want you being self-sufficient. They want you bankrupt. That's stated by these crooks. Chuck in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Good.
If I could, I wanted to plug a YouTube video. I think you'll get a kick out of it. It's really good. My friend made it. He's having a tough time right now. I'm sure it'd make his day if you could put it on the website, maybe. It's called The British Spillbillies, you know, like the hillbillies, the British Spillbillies, and the Great Oil Hoax of 2010. And my point's about Rush and Beck. Beck, first of all, is out there now, and he's, like, demanding that God does the things that he's asking. I mean, he's, like, literally blaspheming on air. And then Rush, if we want to know anything about Rush Limbaugh, I mean, you can look at what his wedding was about, and, I mean, he had Elton John there, and it's not that Elton John's gay. Elton John has said that every single one of his songs has a cultic meaning to it.
I didn't know that. But my whole issue of bringing up Limbaugh and Beck telling the truth about world government and corrupt elites is that there's a major shift in the country, and they're being forced to cover it. But good to hear from you, Chuck. I appreciate that call. Good points. Tyler in California. Go ahead.
Alex, for making my call.
You bet.
I wanted to bring up a couple points that I seldom hear addressed on this show. And the first one is that there really is no such thing as a free market, and there never has been in our history. And I challenge you or anybody to point out a time in America's history where there was a free market.
Well, it's always been elites that are using government to consolidate power, but now it's worse than ever.
I agree with that, but I think that a train of thought that needs to be contemplated is the fact that the free market is based on infinite consumption, irregardless to the resources we have on the planet, and it's not sustainable. I mean, it really isn't.
Yeah,
and
but you can't let a bunch of globalists. Notice it's the big bankers that can make all the money they want. They've made enough money up out of thin air to buy the whole planet hundreds of times over, and so they're saying, oh, I agree with you. Let's shut down the free market and consolidate power because we're hurting the earth. These are a bunch of eugenics crooks. I appreciate your call, Taylor, but this is very, very dangerous. Pamela in PA, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm a first-time caller.
Welcome.
Hi, I've listened to you for 2 years and never get to call in because I listen on shortwave and I can't pull you up during the day. I have to listen to the re-air at night.
That's because you're probably too close to Tennessee. It's a 100,000-watt transmitter, but people within like 500 miles can't hear it very well.
Okay.
That's how shortwave works. It shoots over you.
Oh, is that it? Okay. Well, do you remember the times that you brought up about repenting and getting close to God?
Yes, all the time.
Okay, I'm proud of you for that. And I'm going to say something, and I'm not going to take too long, but I really believe that we're in the end times and that abortion is murder. Homosexuality is an abomination, and what's sitting in the White House is an abomination. He's nothing but a snake in the grass, and I believe he's the Antichrist. I pack 24/7. I'm proud of it, and I wish there'd be more guys that be men instead of being weak, limpid, panty-wearing men.
We need men to be men. Pamela, I appreciate your call. I want to get everybody in here. John in North Carolina, then Vicky, and that's going to be it. Sorry to the other callers. John, you're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. Had two quick issues. One, you know, with them trying to set up the martial law thing setting up in with the Gulf, shouldn't people see about moving their hardware before forced out of their home?
Well, I'll say this. I mean, when the hurricanes come in and blow that oil in, there may be some evacuations in coastal towns. I don't think you're going to have evacuations more than 5-10 miles in. I think that's a lot of hype. And I've said that on record. But it's always good to have guns buried all over.
And then the other thing that was pointed out to me by somebody out of the Homeland Defense was, we have a couple of nuclear plants that are on the Gulf Coast.
We have more than that. We've got a bunch of level 4 bioweapons labs.
Yeah, and those take fresh water, clean water to cool. So nothing's being really addressed. It doesn't seem like much about that, is there?
John, great point. I'll look into it. No, I mean, when those hundreds of millions of gallons of oil get blown in by the hurricanes, we ain't seen nothing yet. But I think the media is whitewashing it to say it's not a problem, and some of the alternative media is overdriving it. I think the truth is in between, but we'll see. Vicky in PA, last caller, go.
Oh, thanks so much for taking my call. Listen, every time I hear these, even the broadcasters that are on our side with the countdown to the election, I cringe, and I'll tell you why. Let's say, for the sake of probable argument, Obama and his minions, out of sheer desperation, either by false flag or some other created incident, declare martial law, shut down the internet and airwaves, suspend the upcoming elections. Where would that leave us, Alex? I mean, can his edicts exist indefinitely, thereby allowing his reign to essentially become a dictatorship?
Well, the globalists have got to move incrementally or they'll expose themselves, but it is scary. They are moving faster and faster. They admittedly have plans for the National Emergencies Act, for martial law. They won't call it martial law. They'll call it a civil emergency. They'll call it security. But yes, we are at a crossroads. History is happening. They're trying to start World War III with Iran. We are going into a global depression. They're openly announcing getting rid of the dollar as the world reserve currency. These are the times that try men and women's souls. I appreciate your call, Vicky. We'll cover this more coming up throughout the weekday broadcast. It kicks off at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central. If you don't have an AM and FM in your area, InfoWars.com. God bless you all. Get out there and take on tyranny. Great job, crew.